Morning, guys. Just a quick boo. Hope everybody's all right. Just something to talk about. Went and fed Sam's birds yesterday morning. And my dad came over. He said, "Do you want to go to the auction room?" I said, "Yeah, I'll go." Because I could often just go and see things and enjoy the experience of going. I normally go on the viewing day, which is usually a Thursday, but we'd missed it yesterday. So we went today yesterday instead. Missed it on Thursday, rather. While I was there, they were doing the auction, and something came up which you might find absolutely crazy that I would own such a thing, but basically they were selling a bunch of stuff. They had a couple of mantel clocks. I didn't bother with them. You're like, "What, are you ill?" Well, one of them it sounded like one I already had, so I didn't bother with them. The other one, I didn't actually know whether it was a chime clock or anything. We hadn't even seen it, so... That was that, really. A few months ago, as you may remember, Sam had a flood situation. Now, that was pretty scary stuff. We had to borrow my dad's dehumidifier, which I still have at my house, but I'm letting him have it back. So, that's that. While I was in the auction yesterday, I said to my dad a few months ago, I could do with getting one of them myself. Because if I ever need to use a dehumidifier, I can just get one out and use it. And that's exactly what I've got here. This is a big old Amcor. I don't know when it was made. I don't know anything about it. It's made by Amcor. It was made in Israel. I don't know when. But for a piece of equipment that looks pretty old, I would say it's in remarkable shape. Alright, we'll start from the back. I've just pulled the bottle out. At the back, you've got a drip hole where the water comes out of the when the unit's pulled, when the unit's accepted air through it. There's a hole. And inside the back of that is a switch. That's buoy control. What that basically means is that when the bottle float comes up all the way, the switch is like it is now, it's off. If it's half full, it is one click. That turns on a light showing that the tub is half full. When it's all the way there, that's fully operational. Obviously, that affects whether the fan is on. If the switch is out like that, the fan is non-operable. If the switch is in the middle or all the way to the back, it is. So if we push the bot, that means now then that I've turned it off effectively because I've taken this out. It's about a 2 gallon tub, I think. That just pushes in. You can hear it's already collected water. Moving around to the side, you've got an air vent on one side that blows hot air out and an air vent on the opposite side that takes cool air in. On the front, it's a very plain control panel. It's just got three controls. There's a dial, which is your dehumidistat, and two rocker switches. Very solid rocker switches. If you turn the dial to the right and keep turning it, the unit's now on. The first switch is dehumidifier defrost. That basically means if the machine gets too frosty on its internal coils, it will actually warm them up to let water off. So you don't have to keep stopping it and starting it and doing things with it. That actually works. The whole unit seems to work. I don't know how much use this has had. It was a bit mucky when I got it, but I've cleaned the filters and things. And it all seems happy now. The second switch is fan control. Basically, it's on low at the moment. It's on one. If I push the switch to the centre, it activates medium. And if I push the switch down, it activates high. Which is generally the setting you would use on these, I think. They work better. So, that's that. As I say, it was built in Israel. probably mid-80s, looking at it. I don't know. It might be fairly new, but not sure. It's a plastic bottle on the back. But yeah, I'll show you that actually now. I've got it running. As I said before, this has got an auto-sense bottle, so if the bottle is full, this unit will completely shut down. You pull the bottle. If you take the bottle out for service, it turns off. Put the bottle back in. She comes back on. What do you think about the fact that I only paid £6 for this thing? I thought that was pretty amazing. And it works perfectly. I wouldn't have bought this if it had gone any higher than £6, but I thought, well, for £6, it's a piece of equipment that I've now got, and if I need it for any emergency situation, I've got my own dehumidifier. I know you guys are probably thinking, why? Well, things like this are very expensive to hire. You know, you're probably talking 30, 40 quid a day to hire one of these. And you might need one of these for a week if you're doing a big flood job. You know, and the bigger the better. You know, for any sort of flood job, the bigger the, or even just dampness, the bigger the unit, the better it works. My dad's little tiny one will do it, but it only cuts the mustard for a few hours. You have to take it apart and empty it. But this thing, I would think you probably get a good week out of it. It's quite good for £6. You know, the higher one, you're talking 30, 40 quid, as I say. Maybe more a day these days with higher prices. But I thought, well, for £6, I can't go wrong. I may as well have one. I've got the storage. I can put it in. I wouldn't buy one new, but when things like this come up at the auction room and they happen to work like this one does, I'll take it. Because at the end of the day, you don't know if an emergency with a flood is going to occur. So I think it's pretty marvellous, really, that these things actually do what they do. But for £6, I had to do a little work on her to get her working. Not much, I just had to hoover the filters and such. The air filter on the side needed, it was blocked nearly. The filter on the output pipe was blocked for the water, so I vacuumed that out. Something made a horrible clunk when I did so, but that was something that went up the Hoover. So that had some nasty in it. Overall, pretty impressed. Does a bit of vibration, but nothing that you can't deal with. That's it. Vibration's gone away. But as you can tell, if you're trying to sleep and you've got this thing in your bedroom, turn it on to one. And it'll let you sleep quite easily. If you want it a bit higher, you can go to two. Or if you want it on, you know, if you're doing a massive job and you don't care about the noise, whack it on three. So for £6, I did pretty good. The other one went a bit higher and it was a bit smaller. So I'm glad I got this one because it's old, I reckon. Kind of smells old. It sort of seems 80s about itself. I don't know why. It just kind of seems all 80s about itself. So, yeah, that's that. So I thought I'd let you guys know. I thought I'd show you that. Just because it was something different. And I often do boos of bits of equipment that I've got. You'll never see this again, because I'll say I'm just testing it, but I will be putting it in storage unless I need it, so it will be hanging around. So yeah, I'll speak to you all soon, I hope.